From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting the Star-Spangled Banner in Cuba. Some never thought they'd live to hear it as a Cuban military band strikes up the Star-Spangled Banner as Cuban President Raul Castro welcomes U.S. President Barack Obama to the Palace of the Revolution. The two presidents are meeting and are expected to discuss ways to advance normalization in areas of disagreement, such as human rights. President Obama began the second day of his three-day visit with a wreath-laying ceremony at the Monument of Cuban Independence, hero for José Martí at the Plaza of the Revolution. Throughout Havana on Sunday, people lined the streets as the U.S. president's motorcade rolled by, with crowds waving, cheering, blowing kisses, and chanting Obama's name. President Obama made history Sunday as the first sitting president in nearly 90 years to visit the island nation. North Korea has fired several short-range projectiles into the sea off the country's east coast. In Seoul earlier today, this is Soon Kim, the U.S. Special Representative for North Korea Policy.
I think our message is pretty clear that they should refrain from all provocative actions, including missile tests, which are clearly in violation of Security Council resolutions.
Last week, South Korean officials said the North fired medium-range missiles into the sea in defiance of U.S. sanctions. Officials in Somalia say al-Shabaab militants have attacked a Somali government military base, killing at least six soldiers. Authorities say the insurgents attacked the base 40 kilometers south of Mogadishu from two directions early Monday. Sunday, Kenya's military said that it killed 34 al-Shabaab militants in two separate clashes. This is VOA News. Hundreds of mostly Syrian migrants fleeing 5 years of war continued to make land in Greece on Sunday, arriving on Greek islands in flimsy boats, despite an international deal to send migrants back to Turkey. 26-year-old Mustafa Farido is from Latakia, Syria.
We don't know. We're coming from Lesbos, Iceland, and we're coming quickly to here. We don't know what happened. They tell us you must evacuate the Iceland quickly.
Under the European Union-Turkey deal reached on Friday, all migrants arriving in Greece by sea from Turkey after Sunday will be returned once they are registered and their asylum claims have been processed. A top Kurdish counterterrorism official tells VOA that an impending battle to take back the Iraqi city of Mosul from Islamic State will be a quote-unquote bloodbath. Polat Janghi says that for 2 years, ISIS has been digging tunnels and planting booby-trap explosives. He believes that 80% of the people are still in the city and that ISIS will use these people as human shields. He asks how it'll be possible to bomb a building in order to kill an ISIS fighter while a family is within the same structure. Mosul is the second largest city in Iraq and since 2014 has served as the Islamic State's center of control for their operations around the country. Turkey blamed an Islamic State militant Sunday for Saturday's suicide bombing in Istanbul that killed four people and wounded dozens more. The Turkish Interior Minister said that five people allegedly linked to the attack have been detained.
Terörün gündemine asla...
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed never to surrender to the agenda of terror. He said Turkey will defeat terrorist organizations and the powers behind them. Three Israelis and an Iranian were killed in Saturday's blast, the sixth suicide bombing in the country since July that have now killed more than 200 people. Voters in Niger went to the polls on Sunday to choose a president in a runoff with incumbent Mahamadou Issoufou in line to easily win after his jailed opponent was flown out of the country for medical reasons and the opposition boycotted the election. He says at the end of this vote, whoever wins must first unite all people of Niger, unite the people, not just those on his side. He must unite all the people of Niger because Niger is facing important challenges. Opposition candidate Hama Amadou, a former parliamentary speaker, was taken from his jail cell and flown to a Paris hospital on Wednesday. Mr. Amadou had been in jail since November on baby trafficking charges, allegations that he and his supporters say are politically motivated. This is Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.